At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox! How you doing? We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Da 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 da. That song is legend. Legend. And I will tell you exactly where I came upon that song, right? It's by The Score, I believe. And it was a Dude Perfect video that my son saw. And he's like, Dad, I like this song. And he was like 8 at the time. All right, we can bring that song down. We're good. Aaron Judge is a legend in New York. What's fascinating to me is... I do think that Aaron Judge gets it. I think it was all a great business maneuver, right? I think, you know, look, he happened to go and negotiate with the Padres, who have been shown the willingness to spend whatever, and the Giants with the money. It's really, really smart. But you can't leave behind the Yankees, especially if the money was even. And in this particular case, they sweetened the pot and gave him an extra year. And so he's going to be a New York Yankee. So there's two different parts to it, right? Like, the good thing for Aaron Judge is he's in a place, he obviously can't hide from the criticism that's going to come when he inevitably has a really bad stretch or maybe bad season, or maybe he fades, as is very normal considering where he is in his career, and you get to the mid-30s and you still got a bunch of years in your contract, you're not going to be the same guy. Unless you're taking steroids, you're going to fade. That's what happens. And so... he's got to understand what's going, the boos that are going to happen in the talk show and be impervious to it. But the same goes for the Yankees. Like, we'll do this thing where we'll criticize the Yankees for, man, or baseball for these contracts never work out. And they don't. They don't. It's not like the Yankees don't have historic data. It's not like they don't know what the last 3 years of this deal are going to look like. It's not like they both eyes open. So I don't feel bad for anybody. No one. When you're with the Yankees, it's hard to leave the Yankees. The Giants and Padres had to blow their offer out of the water. They could not. The Yankees had to be willing to overpay. And frankly, for Aaron Judge, if you really want to be a Yankee, you got to be able to take willing to take less. And one of the offers, he reportedly took less money than or was more money than what he actually took. But Aaron Judge signed with the Yankees. That is a big... Because usually what happens is we see a guy star and we're like, oh, when's he going to become a Yankee? You know, he's on one of the little teams and he's like, when's he going to become a Yankee or a Cub or a Cardinal or an Angel to overpay for or a Dodger? You know, the teams, the Giants, the Red Sox. When's he going to get into that realm? If you're not signed at a very young age from some of these smaller market clubs to ridiculous, to the Ronald Acuna deals, whatever, then you become a free agent. We know we're going to lose you to one of the big market teams. But when you're already on the biggest big market team, doesn't really feel like he was going to leave anyway. So kind of a ho-hum to me. I never watched Aaron Judge play this year going, oh, he could play somewhere else next year. He ain't going anywhere. He's not stupid. They're not stupid. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Did I not give that? I thought I'd said that over the Legend song.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Maybe we got two. I don't know.
I don't think we can give enough love to Tire Rack, to be honest.
Oh, we can't.
I was just on that site the other day. My God. The selections, incredible.
I love it.
You know what I liked about the Aaron Judge thing?
What? But.
Is that he played this game up until I heard Buster Olney this morning reveal this, that, you know, he was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, I think, or Person of the Year.
Okay.
And within that Time Magazine article, they have him quoted as being very put off by that Yankees leak back in the spring about the initial offer. And then they also had him talking glowingly about the Bay Area and playing for the Giants. I think up until the very end, he was negotiating. I don't know if any of that was as genuine as it may have come across. So I give him props for like getting every cent that he possibly could out of this deal. That interests me.
Okay. I mean, it's a one time in your life when you can call the shots and get as much money as possible and not have to worry about any, right? It's not like he's ever going to have to worry about another contract. Like, this is it. This is the last big contract he'll sign, and it's enough money. It is interesting that we're in this space where it's completely reasonable to go, hey, this guy's worth this. I want a little bit more. I want $30 million a year. It is crazy, though, in comparison to what real human beings make, isn't it? I mean, has anybody no one even flinched. You're like, oh, $300 million for Aaron Judge? Okay, yeah, makes it even the home run. $300 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think most of the people listening to this show feel that way. And oftentimes when we talk about these things, that's just completely forgotten.
Yes.
In fact, it's funny to me when you hear newscasters or sportscasters say they emphasize the million in these contracts, even though we're all pretty impervious to these numbers. Like when you hear someone say he signed for $100 million, like they emphasize the million. I always think that that's kind of outdated now because that's kind of the going rate and we've all become pretty impervious to it.
We have become pretty impervious to it. All right. So Cody Bellinger is no longer a Dodger, right? How are you with that?
I like it. Cody was aggravating for the last 2.5 years, I want to say. I give him credit for coming up with, like, big hits. Like, people forget when we won that abridged World Series in 2020, he came up with some big hits, but he never quite made the adjustments at the plate. I think that his shoulder injury that he suffered, I think doing, like, one of those Bash Brothers maneuvers after a home run at some point, I don't think that ever healed right. But he just never adjustment, and it was aggravating. So even if he does have, like, a big year and he does better with the Cubs, it's like I'm ready to move past Cody Bellinger as a fan of the Dodgers.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so what's left for the Dodgers out there? What meat is out there for the Dodgers' bone?
I think they're gonna go cheap this offseason. They're going to get those, like, they're trying to find the diamonds. What is it? Diamonds in the rough?
Diamond in the rough, yeah.
I think that's what Friedman's mandate is, to get under that luxury tax. And he's good at that. He's good at finding value. That's kind of what we brought him in for. We spent the huge money the last couple seasons, and we're still on zero full season titles in the Andrew Friedman reign. So let's see what this happens.
The other big news is that Von Miller, you know, they went in to fix the meniscus and just took a peek at the ACL, and turns out, like, yeah, he had a tear of the ACL, probably not a full tear, but they went and repaired it. He's out for the year, which, boy, you sit there and you're like, okay, suddenly now the Bills become losing one of their two most talented pass rushers. And out for the season, where he's kind of not replaced. He's not really replaceable this time of year.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Ramos, how do you feel about your new quarterback, buddy?
I love him.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Ramos is off. It's funny. Nice job, Iowa Sam. It's weird. Like, Baker and OBJ are forever, like, tied at the hip, you know? And here we are here discussing, and we'll discuss in the pod some, the OBJ signing, or lack thereof signing, the most overhyped story of the year. But the second one would be Baker Mayfield being traded to the Carolina Panthers. You know, now he signs with the Rams, which there's two alarming things that come out of it. One is that we have to at least offer up the possibility that Matt Stafford will be done. And you're like, whoa, 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 he just won a Super Bowl. You're right. Okay. You're absolutely right. He also restructured his contract after winning a Super Bowl. 4 years, $160 million. Right? 63 of which he got paid at signing. 130 which is guaranteed. We got to at least factor in this possibility. How old do you think Matt Stafford is? Jay Stu, without looking, how old is Matt Stafford?
Let's see, 33?
Missed it by one, 34 years old. Same age, by the way, of Russell Wilson. They're on the hook for that money if he comes back, right, for a ton of money on dead cap money. So, one, they got to at least prepare for the possibility. He had a spine contusion. That's exactly what it sounds like, a bruise on your spinal cord. That's a... When you have a wife and you have kids and your career earnings, right? Career earnings, so far in the National Football League, $300 million. So that doesn't mean you got $300 million in the bank, but you got a minimum of $100 million in the bank. And you got a bunch coming guaranteed. Right? Guaranteed money by the end of your deal is somewhere in the $400 million total for your career. He ain't got to work. He don't have to go out there and throw another football. So the first thing is, when they sign Baker Mayfield, it's the, hey, we got to figure out, is Matt Stafford really going to come back next year? Second part about it is the fact the Rams only team to claim him, and the Niners, regardless of their position, it didn't feel like they were super active in their desire to claim him. This is a, hey, Baker, this is kind of your last shot here. Last shot at this thing. I don't know. Those are my two takeaways. Let's welcome him in. He's a guy who, he covers baseball so well, and this is an incredible time in the offseason with news of some major contracts going down. He's John Paul Morosi. Of course, JP, you can hear him as our Fox Sports Radio Major League Baseball insider on Fox Sports TV, on the MLB Network, and he joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show. What's your reaction to Aaron Judge remaining with the Yankees?
Well, Doug, first of all, thanks for the invitation to be on the show. What a day, right? So we wake up to it early here on the West Coast. And I think at the end of the day, even though Aaron Judge had higher offers, it appears, from both the Giants and the Padres, he wanted to be a Yankee. And once the Yankees got at least closer within the range of where the Padres reportedly were and where the Giants have been, it became a situation where he was able to take a little bit less. And again, the word less and $360 million, is they don't typically go in the same sentence. But in this case, that's what happened. He was able to take a little bit less, and it still set a record for the highest AAV for a position player in the history of Major League Baseball, largest contract ever for a position player as a free agent. So it was the right contract in the place that he always wanted to be. And I think, Doug, really importantly, Judge and his agents proceeded through this process in a way where they never crossed a Rubicon, whatever sort of phrase you want to put to it, where it became untenable to return. And I think that they just did a very professional job of listening to the offers that were out there without ever closing the door to the only franchise Aaron Judge has ever known.
How much was being named captain, which has kind of been rumored, how much of that was part of the negotiation?
I think it was crucial. And it was something where I think Aaron understood, being a great student of the game, where his legacy is going to be and how his achievements with the Yankees, setting the American League home run record, how that's going to be a more meaningful part of his life if he stays with the Yankees than if he leaves. And I think he realized that. He looked and thought about all the different options that existed. But at the end of the day, if you go to the Giants, you start day one having to live up to this contract every day that you sign it. If you stay with the Yankees, you have that goodwill that's been built up and the memories of what's just happened in 2022, one of the great seasons we've ever seen by a position player in the history of the game. And I think that combination of comfort, of being able to achieve special things with the Yankees, and to be honest with you, Doug, the ability to win a World Series. Because when you look at what Aaron Judge has already done, MVP, home run record, all-star appearances, there are not many things that he still has to do in this game except win a World Series and play in one, to be honest. And the reality is, while the Yankees are a flawed team, they are much closer today to being a World Series team than the Giants. The Giants have an older roster. The Giants have a lot of work to do on their pitching staff as well. And so for Aaron Judge, the best place for him to go and nurture his legacy is the same place that's the best place for him to win a World Series, and that's the New York Yankees.
Okay. I mean, Wilson Contreras is going to be the catcher for the Cardinals. We see that Kenley Jansen is going to be the closer for the Red Sox. Who's the next big name to sign that we're waiting on?
Xander Bogaerts is a strong possibility, and reports today from John Heyman and others that there's a lot of conversations happening right now for the Red Sox with Bogaerts. And to me, it really communicates just how great the need is for them to keep him. Because you just saw your arch rivals up the road keep their franchise player and have to pay way more money than it's going to cost you to keep Bogaerts. And you start to look at this Red Sox team and ask yourself, how competitive are they going to be if they lose him? The same question that we asked about the Yankees with Aaron Judge and how competitive they would be if they had lost him. So I think Bogaerts returning to the Red Sox is a franchise-shaping decision. And I think the Red Sox know just how urgent the moment is, that without Bogaerts, they're just simply not going to be a competitive team in an improving American League East, when you can see the Orioles getting better, the Rays are still around, the Blue Jays are looking to improve as well. I just think the Red Sox, if they don't sign Xander Bogaerts, Doug, I have a hard time thinking how they become a playoff team in the next couple of years.
Okay, what about Shohei Ohtani with the Angels? Yesterday we heard the commissioner say he wanted the Angels to be sold before spring training. You have Shohei Ohtani, who signed for $30 million. Where are the Angels and Shohei, especially with the ownership situation being up in the air?
Well, Doug, what you referenced is the key thing, that the ownership situation and their lack of on-field success in recent years is the reason why a couple things are true. Number one, they're not going to trade him this winter. Number two, they are still very much in doubt about what his future looks like and what has to happen for them to keep him. I'm of the mind, Doug, that there is a much better chance that by opening day 2024 that Ohtani is a Dodger than that he is an Angel. I just believe that there are a lot of reasons why the Dodgers are the most logical landing spot for him in free agency, given that the Dodgers did not get Aaron Judge and did not get Justin Verlander, did not get Jacob DeGrom. There is some capacity there for the Dodgers to spend. And for a lot of reasons, Ohtani is the perfect fit for that organization. And I think for Ohtani to sign with the Angels, he's probably larger than even what Aaron Judge just got. And also, they're going to have to prove to him that they are the best place for him to win a World Series. And to that extent, the first half of the season becomes of the utmost importance, because if they're in third or fourth place in the American League West in July and the team has already been sold, it's a difficult conversation to have, but I think it becomes possible that we see a trade deadline move that involves Shohei Ohtani.
Awesome stuff as always. JP, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. I know it's a really, really, really busy day. Thanks so much for your understanding and perspective.
Doug, my pleasure, my friend. All the best to you and your family for the holidays, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Pleasure is all ours. That's the great John Paul Morosi. You know, I'm looking at my watch. It's kind of the middle of the show. It's the middle of the day. It's time for the Midway.
It's time for Stuck in the Middle. The Midway.
Jason Stewart, what's the topic of the Midway today?
I think with the Aaron Judge, you know, the contracts over the years that have Albert Pujols' contract has come up a lot today just because the end of that deal is going to be dreadful for the Yankees. Just like the end of the deal is dreadful for the Angels here with Pujols. The Angels could probably make up the large portion of this entire segment. Josh Hamilton, that was awful. But I'm going to bring up one that maybe you guys haven't thought about in a while.
Move on.
Another angel. That's a good one. No, I was going to bring up John Wall. John Wall received a contract for $169 million. $1 million in 2017. What did they get? That was decent. And now he's kind of like playing with the Clippers on the Rockets' dime, and it's just disgusting and ugly. But
the Rockets bought him out. Now he plays for like $2.5 million with the Clippers, I think, right?
Good for John Wall, by the way. Yeah. But no team has profited from John Wall since 2016.
Still want to get in this?
I can jump in, Doug.
All right, go ahead, yeah,
Derek. New music ahead, today. Derek, Sam's putting a twist on the old Midway here. I think Albert Haynesworth stands out from when he signed with the...
good one.
Yeah, with Washington for $100 million.
Well, we talked about the great Titans of all time, right? He was a great player with the Titans.
Yes.
Signed as a free agent with the Redskins, and then he couldn't make the conditioning test. He came in terrible shape and couldn't do the conditioning test. That was a big thing. That was his first year.
It was, it was not good. Suspended. I think he lasted a couple of years in Washington, but that's one. I would also say probably about every other, like, top pick in the draft before the contracts changed about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, just those.
Marcus Russell. I mean, I don't even know what he made.
Like, you were so set back if you did not get that pick correct, because not only was the player a bust, you had given them so much money because of how rookie contracts were structured. So you could just take, you know, 50%. I don't know if it's 50%, maybe 30%, but there are some bad deals, especially if you're looking at a quarterback.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson. Not just the current contract that he's under, but the previous contract that he was under was a gigantic deal, and he never actually played a down on it. He signed a contract extension with the Houston Texans, and he never played a down on that contract. Now he has the biggest contract, the biggest guarantee in the history of the sport, and, of course, he's missed half of the season. Deshaun Watson is the answer.
That's hard to – I mean, I just think that, like, especially, like, in 10 years when people think about – what they gave him, and there's no way that his play is going to live up to the contract, and then more information is going to come out about something else that he did. I think he still has two pending civil lawsuits, if I'm not mistaken. So the Browns are going to forever look bad for this one. I know Bobby Bonilla's contract gets thrown out there a lot when we talk about contracts and stuff, mm-hmm. but I think over the course of time, I'm trying to think of an article I had read recently where if the Mets had just signed him at market value, it wasn't going to be a whole lot less than what they've ended up paying him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, the club saves money by deferring.
Yeah. $1 million like 2 years ago is nothing compared to what it would have been in the 80s, if that made sense.
Makes sense to me.
The Midway.
Sam's got a good one. He said the Jamarcus Russell contract. I don't remember the specifics of that, but Jamarcus Russell was definitely a first round bust. Did the Raiders end up giving him a lot of money?
Well, that was back when when first overall picks.
That's right.
6 years, $61 million contract he signed, but I think he only made, and when I say only, you know, he only made $39.3 million is what's reported for roughly 3 years, four seasons, 3 years. But again, this is going back in 2010. The number one signing bonus up front. And he never saw all of that contract. But $40 million. And you want to take a guess on how many games Jamarcus Russell actually played?
Is it more than 20?
Okay. What do you want?
I was going to say 12.
12 is yours? Sam, you got 20 and 12. What do you got? Oh, which one do you want to go with?
14.
The answer is he played three seasons in the NFL. He started in 25. He played in 31.
Oh, geez. That was way up.
He was, for his career, okay, he had his last year with the Raiders. He started nine games, played in 12. He had three touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. For his career, 3 years, starting 25 games, he threw 18 touchdown passes and threw 23 interceptions. I mean, he's the ultimate. And then, of course, he got busted with the scissor up with that purple drink back home. I mean, he's the, just on performance alone, the worst number one overall pick, right? I would have to think.
You know, as a Seahawks fan, and I think that's the case. Because he was still a bust. As a Seahawks fan, there have been like a bunch of different ones. For as much praise as they're now getting for trading Russell Wilson, you know, they gave Sean Alexander a $60 million deal.
Remember that? Yeah.
After his MVP season.
After his
MVP,
yeah.
Now we never pay running backs, you know, outside of Derrick Henry.
He was like 32. He was like 29 or something to give him that contract.
Then they messed up the Steve Hutchinson deal and allowed the Vikings to sign him. Now, so that wasn't a signing, but they're like, their revenge was to sign Nate Burleson to a similar deal, which wasn't revenge at all. Like,
yes. He was washed.
Yeah. And then
now he's on CBS.
And that deal, which is actually
bad deal,
forgotten about. Like, we ripped on the trade. It's been so good for the Seahawks that we forget how bad the Adams deal is. And remember, they signed him to an extension, and he's played a half of football this year and won't play again this year. So,
and they're probably better without him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so there's...
Jace, do any more? I mean, there's a ton in baseball.
Ricky Williams deal? I know
Which
that
one?
They...
When they traded all the draft picks for him?
Well, they traded the draft picks for him, but wasn't there also something strange about it?
Yes, his contract was... It was a bad contract
for
him.
All bonuses, right?
Yes.
And it was... He was the first
completely incentive contract.
Guy.
Yeah. Sat with Master P, right?
That's right. Yeah. So it was bad for him.
Yes, it's the contract that we go, it was actually bad for the player. Right?
Yep.
That one's accurate. I mean, Scottie Pippen, right?
Yeah. The Ricky Williams thing was funny because that's all that we wanted back then were guys to play.
That's all we still want.
Yeah, like, hey, get your incentives and then you'll get paid. And then he took that deal, but the incentives were so, like, that he couldn't reach him, and we're like, man, what are you doing? Like, we you know, we are so ready to criticize when it's like, here's $500,000 if you rush for 4,000 yards this season.
That's funny that a contract, the one contract we would point to that sports talk radio is like, man, these guys have incentives, just incentive-laden contract. So the next contract that'll never happen, that should happen, that'll feed the sports talk radio needs is when the athlete gives the money back when they don't play up to par.
Yeah, here you go.
I'm going to cut you a check for $8 million.
The Midway.
That would be a great
I mean, you could
TV
do the
show.
Quinn Ewers deal, right? When he went to Ohio State and he got all the money and they never played it down for Ohio State and then he went to Texas, started at Texas. And that's an all-timer.
He did
that's
play
a bad...
it down, but it may not have been more than 10, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a crazy one. All right, that's the Midway. That's what we do on the Midway. Sam, had you done the Midway before?
Maybe once or twice.
Well, you contributed very little to that one. I appreciate it. Coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show live from the TireRack.com studios.
Man,
you won't believe the news about Pat Mahomes, or will you? It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I know a movie this one's from. Do you know Jason Stewart?
Let me think. This was in. Was it Home Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. Nicely done.
Oh, by the way, Macaulay Culkin. You know his brother's become more famous, right? Because he's on. What's that show on HBO?
No idea.
Succession. Billions. It's either Billions or Succession.
One of them? It must be on Succession because I've seen Billions.
Okay, so Macaulay Culkin's brother is on Succession. I think Dan wants his mic on.
Yes, Succession. Yeah,
his name's Kieran. There is Kieran Macaulay. Okay, so there's a dude on our parking staff.
Yes.
In the afternoon. That is, it's a dead ringer for Kieran Macaulay. Like, he wears.
Oh, let me see. Let me look up Kieran Macaulay.
He wears his sunglasses like the character does on the show.
Kieran Culkin, you mean?
Culkin. There you go.
Yeah.
And this guy's attitude is too cool for school. Like, he's getting paid by our building, I'm sure, but it's like, it looks, he just basically sits there, leans on the wall, and looks like Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Did you wonder at any point that maybe he was doing research for a role?
I swear that went through my mind.
In mine too. Absolutely.
Putting out the vibe.
I actually when I've seen him, my question was because not Stifler. Who's the redheaded guy in what are those movies called with Stifler? American Pie. What's the redheaded guy? He actually gets with Stifler's mom. Oh, man.
Finch. I don't think he's redheaded, but he's kind of, nerdy and slight.
Finch isn't redheaded?
What about him, though?
He was actually my waiter. This is like just moving to L.A., and he was actually my waiter. at Sushi Roku. It's Sherman. No, it was Sherman. It wasn't Finch. It was Sherman.
Well, Paul Finch gets down with Stifler's mom.
Okay, so
that's the character.
It's Sherman. The Shermanator. Sherm. He was my waiter. So when I saw the guy who looked like Kieran Culkin, I thought, maybe that's that actor guy that I've seen before. Because there are, I mean, like, acting's a crazy world. Like, you can go from literally waiting tables to starring in a major motion picture to waiting tables again.
That's exactly right.
That's very true. Commercials was actually, who's from my hometown, he was working at a pizza place like a month or two ago. And I'm like, I know who you are. And he's like, yeah, I just do this for extra money to help his family out.
Shouldn't shame a guy for doing a little extra work, a little extra money, a little side hustle, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, on Instagram, it tells me all I got to do is buy real estate and VRBO them, right? And then it keeps teaching me about compound interest. Like, I know compound interest. I got to have money to invest to get compound interest on it. Anyway.
Monty Bolaños, who, you know, one of our great anchors here.
And, yeah.
Well, she's done some commercial work in the past as well.
Let's get to a game.
Right, that ended quickly.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
She's pretty good in the commercial as well.
Is she?
Yeah.
Real or fake news? Doug cares about Monty Bolaños' commercial.
No, I'd like to know what commercial she's in. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, have I seen? Yeah.
No. I think that some of them were Spanish language commercials. So, yeah. But you did show me a couple on YouTube. So, all right. Game time. Game is
real news, fake news.
Real news or fake news, Doug? Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is the leading vote getter so far in balloting for the NFL's Pro Bowl games taking place at the end of the season.
I actually think that's fake news.
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
I think Tua is, right?
Yes, Tua is. And Justin Jefferson is actually second. So Patrick Mahomes is third in voting right now. He could be last, and who cares? I mean, Pro Bowl games. Jeez. All right, real news or fake news, Doug? Lakers forward Anthony Davis can't play against the Raptors because of tonight.
He's not going to play, but I don't think it's COVID, so I'll say it's fake news.
You are fake news.
That is correct. Doug is 2-for-2. He's not feeling well, doesn't have COVID, but yeah, it's because he's just not feeling well. LeBron also out tonight for the Lakers. Real news or fake news, Doug? The Padres reportedly offered Aaron Judge more money than the Yankees.
That's real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Sure is. It's a story we've been talking about. 10 years, $400 million was the offer that USA Today said the Padres offered Judge.
How and why? How do the Padres have this money? What's going on there?
What do you mean? They all have that money. You know, they sold the league sold the streaming, the final parts of their streaming service, and I think every owner got a couple hundred million dollars. So they got the cash, dude. They own their own stadium. I'm sure they pay nothing in taxes. And they would just do the top-heavy thing. Because some of those contracts that they have aren't that bad right now. They'll just get bad in a couple years. It's all how you structure it.
All right. Real news or fake news that Doug Gottlieb quote tweeted Matt Leinart during this segment. Is that real news?
It's real news. Game of all time. And I just couldn't resist. My ADD kicked in and I had to answer double dribble. Double dribble.
It was right about the time we were talking about commercials. Real news or fake news, Doug? Finally, Jeff Brohm is leaving Purdue to become the new head football coach at his alma mater of Louisville. Is that real or fake?
That is real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Oh, actually, I do have one final one. Real news or fake news? The Texas A&M and Purdue women's basketball teams withdrew from a tournament in 2 weeks in Las Vegas.
That's real news.
They're real and
yes,
they're
perfect game for Doug. This after hearing horror stories about a previous tournament last month put on by Destination Basketball. Some of the things we heard, no seats for fans, no medical personnel on site, and players actually had to bring their towels from their hotel rooms to the game because they were not provided by the tournament committee.
The better
committee.
Thing would have been, those are pool towels. You can't use those.
That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, coming up next. Wait to hear what Mike Tomlin said about his young star wide receiver yelling to the sidelines this past Sunday to get him the ball. Mike Tomlin's on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.